State geologists in Fairbanks hope to begin the first systematic search of Alaska for extremely rare elements that are essential to the global economy and national security. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Beginning this summer, experts with the State Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys Office here in Fairbanks will begin a 3-year study on Alaska's deposits of rare earth elements, substances that are essential to a 21st century technology-based economy. There's a growing global demand for the high-tech materials made from rare earths, a group of 17 light and heavy metals used in all kinds of electronic applications, including alternative energy devices and military hardware. In his State of the State address last month, Governor Sean Parnell outlined the need to study Alaska's rare earth deposits and the opportunity for the state to benefit from filling the need for those rare earths.
Alaska is a storehouse of rare earth minerals. Let's explore them.
Parnell included $500,000 in his proposed budget for the studies. The governor's pronouncements gave a big boost to a program of studying rare earths deposits in Alaska that survey staff had proposed last summer. Division Director Bob Swenson says if the legislature funds the program, the study will inventory all known discoveries of rare earths in Alaska. Last week, the division posted a map of those discoveries and a white paper on the division's website.
Most of those areas, really, we only have one sample, or there's only just a few samples, and so it is promising, and it says, yes, there is rare earth elements in the geology of this area, or the geology is permissible for the occurrence of them.
The state study will complement a push at the federal level to kickstart the U.S. rare earths industry. As part of that effort, Senator Lisa Murkowski says she will again sponsor a measure that would mandate a crash program at the federal level to promote a U.S. rare earths supply chain, from mining to processing to manufacturing materials.
We need them, not only for our defense technologies, but also with just our everyday use. I mean, think about the guts of your computer, your iPhone, the advanced batteries that we're seeking for our cars. If we really want to move to a world of enhanced renewables, we can't do that without rare earth.
China supplies almost all the world's rare earths and has in the past year severely restricted exports for its own high-tech manufacturing industries, and it's using its monopoly to pressure other nations. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.